Hollywood celebrities demand Trump conviction during Senate impeachment trial. By David Ng on February 9, 2021. Hollywood celebrities were glued to their TVs as the Senate kicked off its impeachment trial of Donald Trump on Tuesday. The stars took to social media to live tweet their feelings, which included contempt for Trump's defense team and a desire to see the former president convicted as early as possible. Celebrities including anti-Trump stalwarts Rob Reiner, Alyssa Milano, Bette Midler, Deborah Messing, George Takei, Rosie O'Donnell, Barbara Streisand, and Patricia Arquette led the hate parade during the trial's first day. Some of them stooped low enough to make fun of Trump's defense attorney David Shane for touching his head as he drank from a glass of water, a religious custom for some observant Jews. As Breitbart News reported, lead House impeachment manager Representative Jamie Raskin, DMD, a Trump impeachment enthusiast for 4 years, argued Tuesday that it is lawful to impeach a former president, while Trump attorney Shane declared that the trial is a politically motivated affair, adding that Trump hasn't been given due process under the law. Alyssa Milano tweeted that Trump attorney Bruce Castor is making zero sense and is really bad about this. Comedian Jon Stewart joined in the dog pile, joking that Trump was assigned a shitty public defender. Oscar winner Patricia Arquette and the West Wing star Bradley Whitford also mocked Trump's defense team. Barbara Streisand, who campaigned for Joe Biden, tweeted that Representative Jamie Raskin, DMD's testimony about the January 6 riot moved me to tears. Rob Reiner took the lead in the Hollywood hate fest on Tuesday, declaring somewhat prematurely, "It's clear. Trump has no case." Bette Midler appeared to acknowledge that Democrats are trying to impeach Trump again for political reasons. The View's Joy Behar made fun of Shane, before offering a quasi-apology. Actor Ken Nolan also mocked Shane, calling him a Pez dispenser. Deborah Messing advised GOP senators to come down with the flu if they want to vote Trump guilty but fear retribution from their constituents. Star Trek actor George Takei declared that the Democrats' video exhibit of January 6, which was selectively edited to paint Trump as guilty, is truly enough to convict the ex-president. Colin Hanks, the son of actor Tom Hanks, demanded that the former president face repercussions, claiming that he and his cronies incited this mob. Top Chef host Padma Lakshmi joined in the Raskin Love Fest, as did Veep star Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Trump nemesis Rosie O'Donnell erroneously claimed that the president directed his followers to storm the Capitol, when in fact the president explicitly urged them to protest peacefully. Two and a Half Men star John Cryer expressed disbelief that Trump was horrified by the Capitol riot. General Hospital star Nancy Lee Grin attempted to shame any GOP senator who votes not to convict Trump. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HatesDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.